Today's Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah 65, verses 17 through 25. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruits. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O gracious and triune God. Amen. As we are inching closer to the holiday season, I'm sure that there are many things that we are all very, very excited about. It could be everything from presents, good holiday music, and of course, really good food. But one of those things may be to take the opportunity to take some time off of work or school, maybe to take a vacation to a warmer climate, or maybe just a vacation from life. We may look forward to a restoration of our energy, a chance to sleep in, spend some time with family, watch some football on the TV. All very good things. In all reality, though, sometimes the holidays can be very hectic and tiring. And while we may get some rejuvenation and rest, it doesn't last. Because as soon as the holiday season is over, we are off again, running to work, games, or other functions that may take up our time. We, however, continue to seek and need rejuvenation and restoration. Sometimes the rejuvenation that we seek can be fulfilled with a short vacation or some time off, especially if it's a rejuvenation from the busyness of life. But on top of that, there's a restoration we need that is much deeper, one that involves the pain and brokenness we experience and are a part of in this world. When I interned down on the Hawaiian island of Kauai, the majority of people I met had come to the island in search of restoration and healing from pain and brokenness that they had experienced in their lives. Some sought refuge from broken homes and families. Others came in hopes of making a fresh start and to find healing after losing their jobs and homes on the mainland. Still others came to hide and escape from the brokenness in their lives that they just weren't ready to face. Many of them said to me, "I never imagined my life would turn out this way," or, "This is not what I intended for my life." How many of us have had those feelings at some point throughout our life? I'm sure the Israelites and Isaiah felt that way as well. Though this passage we read is one that talks of hope for the restoration and renewal of all creation, it also shows the pain and brokenness that they as a people have experienced. This passage speaks of infants that will no longer live a few days, of people building homes in which they themselves will live. It talks about people's children not living for calamity. The fact that these things are discussed means that the people have probably experienced things, such as their children dying too soon, or have had their homes taken from them. So what happened to the Israelites that they see the need and hope for a restored Jerusalem? Years before, the people of Israel had been taken over by the Babylonians and exiled out of Jerusalem and into Babylon. Everything they had was destroyed. Their whole way of life was changed. And the temple, which was the center of their religious life, was put to ruin. They were a people torn apart. Finally, after years in exile, they were released, and many returned to the city of Jerusalem in hopes of rebuilding and restoring the city to its former glory. If we look back in previous chapters of Isaiah, we read that the Israelites had great plans for their futures. They felt they could bring about the restoration that they sought, so they followed after their own devices. We see this at the beginning of chapter 65, when the Lord says, "I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following after their own devices." The Israelites soon found, however, that their plan was not going to go as they intended. They experienced many failures and starvation. Their leaders were not unified, and their communities found themselves in more brokenness as they worked to fulfill their own hopes and ambitions. Eventually, many of their plans fell into neglect, including their hopes of rebuilding the temple. The writer of Isaiah sees and understands that it is not God's indifference that has caused destruction and brokenness of the Israelites, but rather their own sin. They are called a rebellious people and were said to not be seeking after the Lord. They sought restoration within themselves rather than in God. However, in the section we read for today, we see that there is a realization that restoration and renewal do not come from anything that the Israelites do, but from God. This passage shows that God does not seek to destroy, but rather creates. He loves his creation and seeks to restore it to its fullness and perfection. Verses 17 and 18 say, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight." We learn from these verses that God is a God who creates and transforms. God delights in his creation and seeks to renew it. He promises to transform the Israelites' world and heal the brokenness and pain within it. There will be a time when they will no longer experience or remember the pain and suffering of this world that has been caused by sin. Instead, there will be a lasting restoration. God says in verse 20, "No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime." The renewal, the transformation that God gives to his people will be lasting. There will no longer be turmoil, but peace, as we see in verse 25. "The wolf and lamb shall feed together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox." When God restores his creation, it will be a time of peace, a time without pain, and a time without end. Though the Israelites have pain here on earth, though they are experiencing the hardships and bad decisions that are a result of sin, they see that if they put God as center and seek restoration through him, that it will come and will be a fuller and lasting restoration than anything that they could ever have. But wait, the story does not end there. For we see in the continuation of the New Testament that the restoration that is promised in Isaiah begins here on earth with Jesus. We also find that the promise God gives to the Israelites extends to us. For the one in which we find our renewal and transformation has already come, and our renewal has already begun. Jesus, in his ministry here on earth, joined people in their brokenness, in their blindness, and in their pain. He healed and restored ailments and preached and lived a life of peace and restoration. In his love for creation, Christ then died on a cross, taking all of our sins and brokenness on himself, and rose again, defeating sin. Christ is already renewing and restoring creation, and continues to do so through the work of the Holy Spirit. And it is through him and him alone that we too can gain lasting restoration and transformation. He extends to us his grace and redeems us from our sin, offering us a chance to be restored and to be renewed. So does this mean that when we come into a saving and redeeming grace of God that we will no longer experience any pain or suffering on this earth? That all will be happy and go lucky? I'm sure that many of you already know the answer to this question, but I'll say it anyway. The answer is no. I'm sure we have all experienced some form of pain or suffering in our lives. We have all felt emptiness and need for restoration. However, along with that pain comes a deeper and lasting renewal, a peace and a comfort that gives us strength in pain and hope for the future. How often, though, do we look to have these needs fulfilled in the wrong places? How many of us have tried to gain what only God can give us through our own devices? Can we think of ways in our own lives in which we have sought renewal and restorations in things that cannot give us what we seek? How often have we sought fulfillment and renewal through earthly objects and relationships? Maybe it has been by moving a long distance to escape the difficulty of a situation. Or maybe we have used possessions to fill an emptiness or a void, only to find a short time later that the emptiness is still there. Some of us choose to use things like alcohol to escape from pain, only to find that it only numbs and in the end can often create more pain. How many people have sought restoration or relief from a difficult marriage by entering into a relationship with another person, only to create more pain and loss in their life? At one point in my stay in Hawaii, I met a man in his early 20s. And it was actually towards the very end of my stay on the island. He had just come off the trail the day before. Now, when I say the trail, I am literally talking about a certain trail on the island. It is 11 miles long, and you have to hike in and hike back out. But when you get to the end of the trail, it ends up in what is known as the Kalalau Valley, and is, without a doubt in my mind, one of the most beautiful places on this earth. Now, he had lived on that trail for the last year and a half, only coming off to restock and resupply, and then trekking straight back in. And at this time now, he had just come off the trail and had decided that he was going to leave the island. And the reason for this was because even the island of Kauai, one of the most beautiful places and often said to be one of the most healing places in the world, could not give him the lasting restoration that he sought. He had come here searching for answers and for a restoration from pain that he had experienced back home. And he found that it had given him relief for a time, but it did not hold. So he was going to leave now and try to find that restoration somewhere else. He was trying to find a lasting restoration in things of this earth, things that could never fill that need that he felt. So what does all this mean? What does it all come down to? What it means is this. We all need and seek restoration and renewal. We are all in need of transformation. Just as the Israelites sought restoration and renewal through their own means and devices, we find that we too often do the exact same thing, only to find that the renewal we seek in our own efforts does not sustain or does not happen at all, and may in fact create more pain or brokenness than before. Like the Israelites, though, we need to come to an understanding that the ultimate renewal and restoration that we seek comes only from God, that through his love and perfect will, he will restore and transform all things, that he will heal all brokenness and redeem us from all sin. The restoration and redemption is done through the saving power of Jesus and has already begun. We can see this in many ways. One such way is communion. Today, we have the opportunity to come to the table and be renewed through the body and blood of Christ. We rejoice in the renewal he gives us through his life, his death, and resurrection. Though we may and will experience pain and brokenness on this earth, we have the assurance that this is not the end. We have Christ who has joined us in our pain and brokenness and who has already begun to renew us. We also have the knowledge and promise that a full renewal of God's kingdom is coming. So people of God, do not seek your restoration and renewal in things that cannot give you what you seek. Instead, seek your renewal and restoration in the one who gives it. And hold hope in the full restoration and renewal that is to come. Know that you have one who joins you in your pain, who gives you rejuvenation, and one that will not fade away, but will last eternity. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, you are our creator. You are our sustainer. You restore and you renew and you love. We praise you, Lord, for all that you have already done and the restoration and renewal that is yet to come. We ask, Lord, that you would guide us in being a part of that restoration and renewal to the world,